This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. In part five of Major League Baseball teams with 100-win seasons, we'll start with 1929 and work our way back to the first World Series in 1903. Now, since they did not play as many games back then as they do today, not as many teams had 100-win seasons, so we're going to use the 617 winning percentage as a comparative to a 100-win season. The Cubs had a 645 winning percentage in 1929, but they were no match for the 104-win Athletics in the World Series. The Athletics also had a great season in 1928, finishing with a 641 winning percentage. But the Yankees beat them out for first place with a 101 win season. The Cardinals had a great season, finishing with a 617 winning percentage, but the Yankees swept them in the World Series. The Yankees were far and away the best team in 1927. Finishing the season with 110 wins and only 44 losses, before sweeping the Pirates in the World Series. The Yankees were the only team to win over 90 games in 1926, with 91, but the Cardinals won 89 games and beat the Yankees out in the World Series. The Pirates and Senators went over the 617 winning percentage in 1925, and the Pirates took the World Series trophy home. No team reached the 617 winning percentage in 1924, as the 92-win Senators beat the 93-win Giants in the World Series. The Yankees and Giants went over the 617 winning percentage in 1923, and the Yankees won the World Series, their very first one. No one reached the 617 percentage in 1922, as the Giants swept the Yankees in the World Series. The Giants fell one game short of a 617 winning percentage in 1921. But they defeated the Yankees, who had a 641 percentage. Three American League teams had a 617 or better winning percentage in 1920. The Yankees, White Sox, and Indians. And it was the 98 and 56 Indians who won the World Series over the Brooklyn Robins, later becoming the Dodgers. Due to World War I, the 1919 and 1918 seasons were shortened. Teams played 140 games in 1919 and anywhere from 123 to 131 in 1918. The 1919 White Sox won the American League pennant with a 629 winning percentage. In the National League, the Giants finish with a 621 winning percentage and still finish the season 9 games behind the Reds, who had a 686 percentage and beat the White Sox in the infamous Black Sox World Series. The 1918 Cubs had a 651 winning percentage, but lost the World Series to the Red Sox, who were a full 9 games behind the Cubs in the win column. In the 1917 World Series, the White Sox, who had 100 wins, defeated the Giants, who fell just 2 games short of 100. No team reached the 617 winning percentage in 1916, as the 91-win Red Sox beat the 94-win Robins in the World Series. The 1915 Red Sox finished the season with 101 wins and only 50 losses to take the American League pennant. It hardly seemed fair to the Tigers, who finished at 154, but had to play three games more than the Red Sox. Besides the American League and National League, there was a Federal League in 1915 and 1914. The Red Sox beat the Phillies to win the World Series trophy. The 1914 Athletics had a .651 winning percentage and fell just one game short of 100 wins. But they lost the World Series to the 94-win Braves. The Giants won 101 games in 1913, but the Athletics also had an excellent season, finishing with a .627 winning percentage, and they beat the Giants in the World Series. The Pirates finished the 1912 season with an excellent .616 winning percentage, but they fell 10 games short of first place to the Giants, who went 103-48. The Red Sox went 105-47 and defeated the Giants in the World Series. The Giants fell one game short of 100 wins in 1911 and lost the World Series to the 101-50 Athletics. The Cubs had an outstanding season in 1910, finishing with a 104-50 record, but they were overmatched in the World Series by the 102-48 Athletics. Four teams went over the .617 winning percentage in 1909. In the American League, the Athletics finished 95-58, but had to settle for second place, as the Tigers went 98-54. In the National League, the Cubs finished with an impressive 104-49 record, but the Pirates went 110-42 to take first place, and then beat the Tigers to take the World Series trophies home. Three teams finished the 1908 season with a .617 winning percentage. The Cubs fell just one game short of 100 wins, while the Giants and Pirates fell just two games short. The Cubs defeated the Tigers in the World Series. The 1907 Cubs were the only team to have an over .617 winning percentage that season, finishing with an impressive 107-45 before sweeping the Tigers in the World Series. The Cubs and Giants went over the .617 winning percentage in 1906, and the White Sox were close at .616. The 1906 Cubs still hold the record for the highest winning percentage in a season, at .763, but the White Sox, who had 93-58 on the year, pulled off a stunning upset by beating the 116-36 Cubs in the World Series. The Giants, Pirates, and Athletics all surpassed the .617 winning percentage in 1905. The 105-win Giants defeated the 92-win Athletics in the World Series. The 1904 Boston Americans, later the Red Sox, finished the season with a .617 winning percentage. The Giants had the best record with 106 wins and only 47 losses. But the Giants manager, John McGraw, refused to play against Boston in the World Series because he considered the American League the minor league. So there was no World Series in 1904. In 1903, the Boston Americans, a .659 winning percentage, beat the Pirates, who had a .650 winning percentage, in the very first World Series. Now that we've gone through all of the World Series years, let's look at some interesting facts. During the playoff years of 1969 to 2022. The team with the best record in the American League won the pennant 52% of the time. The percentage was much lower in the National League, as the team with the best record won the pennant only 40% of the time. The team with the best record in baseball overall won the World Series only 27% of the time. So, the next time your favorite team ends the regular season with the best record, don't get your hopes up too high, because the odds of them winning the World Series could be better. During the non-playoff years of 1903 to 1968, the percentage was much higher, as the team with the best overall record won the World Series 58% of the time. I hope you enjoyed this 5-part look back at some Major League Baseball history. Until next time, God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.